The stem cell transplant program at Dana-Farber Boston Children's Cancer and Blood Disorders Center performs more than 100 stem cell transplants each year and is one of the largest and most experienced pediatric stem cell transplant programs in the world. Today, we'll learn about what makes the center unique, and joining us is Dr. Leslie Lehman, Medical Director for International Hematology, Oncology, and Bone Marrow Transplants at Boston Children's Hospital, Associate Professor of Pediatrics at Harvard Medical School, and Associate Director of the Pediatric Stem Cell Transplant Center at Dana-Farber Boston Children's Cancer and Blood Disorder Center. This is the fourth episode in a five-part series from Boston Children's Hospital about stem cell transplants, where a Boston Children's expert brings you answers. I'm your host, Prakash Chandran. Dr. Lehman, thank you so much for joining us once again today. I'd love to get started by you telling us a little bit about why this particular pediatric stem cell transplant center is so unique.
Well, that's a great question. A couple different answers. One is sort of in our title, which, as people have said, is rather long, but it reflects the fact that we have a seamless collaboration between Boston Children's Hospital, which is a quaternary children's hospital that has every subspecialty service, has a top level ICU that can provide, you know, care for the most critically ill children, is routinely ranked number one in U.S. News and World Report, and is really a freestanding children's hospital with all that entails. Also, having traveled a lot, a freestanding children's hospital is able to be dedicated to the care of children and their families psychologically and spiritually and socially and resource-wise in ways that I think is harder to do if you're a children's hospital on a floor of a children and adult hospital. So we have on one side that amazing children's hospital, on the other side we have Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, which is an NCI, again, you know, nationally and internationally renowned cancer institute that has absolutely state-of-the-art research coming out on the best ways to approach cancer and immunologic disorders, and delivers cutting-edge cancer care to children and adults in an outpatient setting. And that has ended up being a really good collaboration and a really good partnership for us to be able to access all of the whole wealth of resources that you need to do something as intensive, both medically and socially and psychiatrically, as bone marrow transplant. The other thing I think that makes us really good is that we're a large transplant center. And for most pediatric transplant centers, a relatively small number of their patients are local. And for us, it's usually around a quarter. And so 3/4 of our patients are referred in from New England, from upstate New York, from Florida, from the Middle East, from South America, from the entire world. And that allows us to really hone our skills at being a referral center, which means that we're used to working with providers that aren't, you know, that we don't see every day. We're used to gathering information and getting complete reports. We're used to taking care of families that have come from different backgrounds and have received care that may not have been identical to the care that they would have received here. And then something I personally am very proud of is we have an incredibly robust way to transition people back to their home facility, whether that be in Vermont or Abu Dhabi. And we have attending level coverage 24/7 for physicians who are reaching out for patients that we transplanted and then are sending back to their center. We have good ways in place to have people come back for follow-up. We're used to the shared care model. And I think those are the two main things that make our program, to me, you know, really stand out.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely amazing. You know, one of the things that you mentioned was that you were a large transplant center and that there were a lot of people that were referred in. I'm curious as to how you involve the referring team.
So we see the referring physician, whether they be an oncologist, a pediatrician, a hematologist, an immunologist, you know, people come to us through lots of different routes as an essential partner in the care of the child and the child's family. We speak with them before we meet with the family. For the first initial consult, they help us gather records. They're welcome to come to any of the visits virtually or in person, COVID rules notwithstanding. And then when the child is in transplant, we send weekly email updates to the referrers. And I'm particularly proud of that. It's something I initiated 20 years ago, and it has just been something that has been so appreciated. Even if nothing much is happening, you know, we'll say he's in good spirits, he's tolerating the conditioning well. And then the family, often the referrers, and reach out to the family and say, oh, I heard from your Boston team that you're doing well. And it's just a nice way to close the loop. Speak up front, although things can change, about when the patient could move back closer to home for shared care and come to our center monthly or every 3 months, depending on the circumstances, and when they could repatriate back to another country. And then we have an attending, you know, physician available all the time to answer any of the referring physicians' questions. We, you know, they end up being family. I end up knowing a lot of the colleagues around the world that I rarely and occasionally have never met, as well as I know the physicians in our own center that refer to us.
Yeah, I love how close-knit and integrated everything sounds. One of the things that is an observation is that having the largest transplant facility, and as you mentioned, the ability to hone your skills on so many different cases, I imagine that puts you in a good place to actually advance the science of stem cell transplants. So can you speak to that a little bit?
So one of the things Boston Children's Hospital is really a leader in is gene therapy, which is taking, instead of needing a donor, that if a patient, if a child has a genetic disease, then you can actually produce in a lab the missing thing that would fix that disease, attach it to a vector, and then take the child's own stem cells and mix them together in sort of a magical way and infuse them back into the child. And you've really fixed the specific problem. You know, transplant generically is you're killing off all the bone marrow because you have to in order for them to accept a new bone marrow. But a lot of that bone marrow was working okay. And this is a more targeted approach. And we've done both immunology diseases and hematologic diseases, trials for gene therapy that have been published. More multi-center trials are ongoing. And that's really been a place where we have been leading the field in stem cell transplant. You know, our colleagues at the FARB also do a lot of immune effector therapy and using the patient's own immune system in order to try to get the cancer into a good shape. And that is now beginning to be incorporated into the actual transplant itself.
Sounds incredible. And what about research? You know, I know you mentioned gene therapy, but is there any other notable research that's worth mentioning?
We're part of multi-center nationally funded trials to look at lung injury and try to find predictors of lung injury before it occurs in transplant so that we can either intervene earlier or follow those patients more closely. And that's ongoing as we speak. And then we have a multi-center grant on late effects. And so we know transplant can take a toll, particularly on young bodies. And so it's a very comprehensive assessment of patients for years following transplant of all the different organs that could be impacted and, you know, bringing the patients back here for more sophisticated testing of kidney function, more sophisticated testing of lung function, more sophisticated testing of cardiac function after transplant. So we can make sure that the National Marrow Donor Program's motto is survive and thrive. And I think in the early days of transplant, we were really focused on survive. And now we have made great gains of that. And now we can be focused on thrive. We want people to be able to live a healthy, happy, fulfilling life after transplant, and managing late effects allows that to happen. The other area is fertility preservation. And we have a dedicated oncofertility program. Every one of our patients meets with a fertility preservation specialist, all ages. We have methods that we can use to try to preserve fertility for these young children or any age child or young adult. And I think we're relatively unique in having every child be able to have that opportunity. And we incorporate it into the peritransplant workup, which we have published. And we are continuing to further hone how we do that.
Well, this has been a truly enlightening conversation. Thank you so much for your time, Dr. Lehman. Do you want to leave the audience with anything else, especially things around why to consider this pediatric stem cell transplant center over another?
Yeah, what we said, and I think, you know, transplant is, as has come across, an intensive procedure, and you really want best people who have done it a ton on every little area of transplant. You want a nutritionist who knows how to take care of patients undergoing transplant and their nutritional needs, not just the nutritional needs of children in general. We have a dedicated pain team. We have a dedicated psychosocial team, psychologists and social workers that only work with stem cell transplant patients. And so you just become, you know, very used to the context of transplant, and we work so well together. And I think having enough volume and having enough dedication, both by those of us who do it, but by the hospital's leadership and infrastructure so that we can have these resources, is crucially important before undergoing something as intensive as a transplant.
Well, Dr. Lehman, really appreciate your time today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to part 4 of our stem cell transplant series from Boston Children's Hospital. For more information about the Dana-Farber Boston Children's Stem Cell Transplant Program, U.S. patients and referring providers can call 617-632-3961 or email ped.d.i_sct@dfci.harvard.edu. For international patients and referring providers, you can call 1-617-632-2952 or email ped.i_international@dfci.harvard.edu. Thanks again for listening. My name is Prakash Chandran, and we'll talk next time.